It was Wednesday, March 10th, and the second Sarah exited the bare-bones bathroom of the dilapidated motel off Highway 5, she knew she had screwed up royally. "Jade?" she called, knowing it was useless, because it was clear Jade had split. The front door was ajar, and an early morning breeze whipped into the room, causing the droplets of water from the shower to chill on her skin. She wrapped the towel tighter around her as she crossed the room and closed and locked the door. Small good it would do now. Sarah's legs were feeling wobbly, so she went to the bed and sat. Charlie, her ancient calico cat, hopped onto her lap and started purring. The tenderness of his warm, furry comfort made her want to weep. She didn't. It was a luxury Sarah couldn't afford. She needed to take stock, regroup, and figure out what to do next. Thank God she had brought her purse into the bathroom with her. Otherwise, her car out front would probably be gone too. The room had been tossed. The thin mattress of the bed had been pushed off the box spring, and the yellow manila envelope that contained Sarah's stash of cash was gone. How did Jade know where it was? Sarah had waited until Jade had gone into the bathroom the night before to slip it under her side of the mattress. She figured it would be safer underneath her while she slept than in her purse. The girl must have cracked the bathroom door open and watched, laughing to herself. Sarah exhaled, shook her head. She should have known better. Strange how one small random act of kindness could produce such a lousy outcome. As Sarah sat there, her hand on Charlie's vibrating body, her mind was flooded with if-onlys. If only she hadn't gotten off that exit ramp to grab a bite at that coffee shop just outside of Portland, Oregon. If only she had said yes to that extra cup of coffee. If only it hadn't been raining. If only she had parked on the other side of the parking lot. But she hadn't. Sarah had stopped at that particular coffee shop. She had refused the coffee. It had been raining when she had exited the coffee shop, her head tucked into her jacket collar in a feeble attempt to ward off the torrents of rain thundering down. And as she turned left toward her car, she saw in the shadows, out of the corner of her eye, a desperate young woman tugging on the arm of a burly trucker. "Please, mister, want to give me a ride?" The man was leering down at her, and Sarah could tell he had nothing but smut on his mind. Sarah had told herself, "Keep walking, not your problem." But as Sarah passed, she noticed how young the girl was. Too young to be at a truck stop by herself in the pouring rain, talking to strange men. Couldn't be more than 15, 16 max. Why was she on the road? What was she running from? That was her misstep. She had seen the ghost of herself, rather than the young woman for who she was. Sarah's first instinct was correct. Jade was trouble. Sarah should have kept walking. But instead, the girl ended up riding shotgun, filling the interior of Sarah's car with the smell of unwashed body, malodorous BO, and Wrigley's spearmint gum. And Sarah found herself headed to Santa Monica, California, because Jade had said her folks lived there. "No good deed," Sarah murmured to herself. "You're such a patsy." She closed her eyes for a moment, gathering herself. Then she opened her purse, took out her wallet, and rifled through the contents. Great. She had to shut her eyes again, exhaling slowly. Once she'd dropped Jade off, Sarah had planned to head back toward Northern California to find another sleepy town off the beaten track that she could disappear into. That was no longer an option. She was in LA, and that's where she would have to stay. With only half a tank of gas, a cat, and $136 to her name.